Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, April 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, individuals 18 and older can walk up with no appointment for their COVID-19 vaccination today, April 28th from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. The location is at the Hardy County Civic Center. A photo ID is required along with proof of Florida residency. And this one's from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. If you have a cell phone, you might receive text messages from an unknown sender, most likely a scammer trying to steal your personal information. If you get a text message that you weren't expecting and it asks you to give some personal information, don't click on any links. Legitimate companies won't ask for information about your account by text. If you think the message might be real, contact the company using a phone number or website you know is real, not the information in the message. Your local events, two great events happening this Friday. The Ladies Ministries of Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their annual Spring Yard Sale on Friday, April 30th and Saturday, May 1st, starting at 8 a.m. Lots of good items, so stop by and find a bargain. And they'll also have pulled pork dinners for sale. For $10, you can get a full-size pulled pork meal to enjoy. Pickup is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Friday, and you can call your orders in to 863-773-3800 or 863-773-9255. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Alpha General Services is looking for an RTM manager. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of RTM manufacturing experience are preferred. All Stars ABA is looking for a registered behavioral technician. English fluency and RBT certification are required. And ADEC Construction is looking for a project manager, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, 5 years of construction experience, and 3 years of project management experience are all preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every darn window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather reporting and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 89, sunny, no predicted chance of rain, the air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east-southeast at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 15. The humidity is slightly humid, 47%. Dew point is 61, the cloud cover 7%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 33,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows around 70, south winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Members of Georgia's ag community gathered recently to witness Governor Brian Kemp sign two bills into law pertaining to agriculture. The first, according to the Georgia Farm Bureau, was Senate Bill 222, making the pecan Georgia's official state nut. Kemp says making pecans Georgia's state nut should provide the crop and its growers with new marketing opportunities. The other, House Bill 693, gives the right-of-way to farm equipment that follow state rules on Georgia roadways, excluding U.S. interstates unless permitted by the Department of Public Safety. The U.S. online grocery market finished March with $9.3 billion in sales, a return to January's record spending levels. This, as over 69 million households placed an average of 2.8 online orders during the month, according to Brick Meats Click Mercatus Shopping Survey. ThePacker.com reports the 43% jump in sales versus last year's $6.5 billion quantifies the disruptive impact of the pandemic that continues to alter the way people get groceries. The USDA has issued a broad range of flexibilities to allow school meal programs and child care institutions across the country to return to serving healthy meals this fall. Several meal service flexibilities that enable social distancing are now extended through June of next year. The waivers continue the administration's commitment to provide safe, healthy meals free of charge as the pandemic continues to threaten food and nutrition security.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown JJ Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Prior to 1990, most pigweed management included tillage, herbicides, cultivation, and other steps. These practices worked fairly well at controlling pigweed in cotton crops, but fast forward to present day, and most pigweed control is reliant on herbicides and is a common issue faced in cotton growers throughout the South as well as the Midwest. In a recent online webinar focused on cotton crop solutions, BASF representatives stressed the importance of developing an eradication mindset when it comes to controlling pigweed.
What would it mean, and what we're trying to do with this eradication mindset, or kind of a focus on it, is to really try to change the approach and say, what would it mean if we could eradicate this from your farm? Start getting people to start thinking about a multi-year plan, a multifaceted, a diverse approach to doing it. Those last weeds in the field might be the most costly. Very naturally is that, you know, the escape weeds replenish the seed bank. You're just recharging it. They could also indicate the start of a weed resistance problem.
The goal is to completely eradicate pigweed from the farm altogether.
Where we want to get to is kind of where we've eradicated pigweed from the farm, where you have no escapes at all. Both someone that has, over the long term, had a very good herbicide program. There could be a number of different other avenues to make sure that they have got an integrated, diverse weed management program.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a mixed open this morning for Wall Street as earnings reports continue rolling in. And for one Japanese electronics giant, profits rose eightfold to $982 million from 1 year ago.
Sony's profits soared as people stuck at home during the coronavirus pandemic turned to the Japanese electronics and entertainment company's video games and other visual content. Sony reported a record profit of $11 billion for the fiscal year that ended March 31st. That's roughly double from the previous fiscal year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Microsoft's profits soared during the first 3 months of the year, a fiscal third quarter profit of $14.8 billion. That was up 38% from the same period last year. Boeing reports a wider than expected first quarter loss, $561 million. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Brooklyn Nets are the first Eastern Conference team to clinch an NBA playoff berth. Kevin Durant, who scored 7 of his 17 points in the fourth quarter, the Nets 116-103 win over Toronto, says this has been a challenging year.
Just all the adversity that we fought through this year with injuries, protocols, trade situations, guys being in out the lineup. Very proud of just all of everybody, top to bottom.
Milwaukee bounced back from Sunday's loss to Atlanta, defeating Charlotte 114-104. It was Oklahoma City 119, Boston 115 as the Thunder ended a 14-game losing streak. Celtics coach Brad Stevens on giving up 41 points the fourth quarter to OKC.
You know, probably 10 of those points came in the last 30 seconds, but they made a ton of plays, and we weren't great defensively.
Portland beat Indiana 133-112. Karl Anthony Towns scored 31 points in Minnesota's 114-107 win over Houston. Dallas crushed Golden State 133-103. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, Washington Black, the New York Islanders 1-0. The Capitals are back atop the East Division, leapfrogging Pittsburgh thanks to a little help from Boston as the Bruins beat the Penguins 3-1. Taylor Hall with a third-period goal was asked how he's adjusting after being traded to the Bruins earlier this month.
It's a fun time to play hockey when you're playing for a playoff spot and really meaningful games. You know, unfortunately, in my career, I've had a lot of games at the end of the year that really didn't mean a whole lot. So, you know, obviously grateful to be here.
New Jersey beat Philadelphia 6-4 as the Devils end a 10-game winless string. Columbus, a shootout winner over Detroit 1-0 to end a 9-game losing streak. It was the Rangers over Buffalo 3-1, Tampa Bay 7, Chicago 4, Florida 7, Nashville 4, Carolina 5-1 over Dallas. The NHL is leaving NBC and coming to TNT. The league and Turner Sports announced a 7-year agreement that begins next season. The deal means NBC's run of covering the league ends after this season's playoffs. NBC has broadcast games since 2005. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: my friend and I often laugh about how competitive we are, but I laugh more. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.